Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy Friday, my darlings. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the show. We have had a fairly big week, at least I feel like this has been a big week for us, doing some inner work and some outer work around setting boundaries when it comes to how we use our devices. This is a really important thing, and I really took this week to heart. This was perfect timing for me to do more of this work. And I really knew that because I arrived at that sense inside where I started feeling a lot of discomfort and unease around how much time I was spending on my phone. It's Friday today, so that means we have an actionable practice today. Today, we're going to take all the work we've done this week around how we feel when we're on our devices, how we feel when we spend dedicated time without them, what it is about the use of this kind of technology that really serves us in life, practices around present moment awareness. We're going to put all of this in action today by setting some actual real life boundaries for ourselves when it comes to how we use our phones. I hope by now you have a pretty clear idea of what does an ideal relationship with your phone look like. How would a great day, a day that makes you feel whole and grounded and inspired, but you're still doing the work that you need to do, you're still staying connected with family members and people in your life that you love, you're still using your devices in a way that serves you, but you're not getting caught up in the parts of your devices that makes you feel really crappy, that distracts you, that makes you feel lesser than, that makes you lose focus? How does that balanced relationship actually look? So I want you to sit down. I want you to use your notebook and a pen. So don't do this on your phone. Do it actual pen to paper. And write down what an ideal relationship with your devices actually look like. What are the times of your day that you feel like you could deeply benefit from having dedicated space without your phone? It's going to be, of course, different for each of us, but I find that for a lot of us, the evening time is probably a pretty important time of day. Those last hours before going to bed, when we really need to wind down, at least for me, those hours of the day are the most important hours. If I'm only going to choose one window of time when I'm not on my phone at all, when I completely set a really hard line, a hard, firm boundary around the use of my devices, that's the most valuable for me, the time of my day that would change my life the most. It is the last hours of the day. So for me specifically, that is from the moment I put my daughter to bed. So I'm already not on my phone when I'm with her. But normally I put her to bed and then I check in with social media. What happened when I was away? I get that evening time FOMO. For me, that time, so around 8 o'clock, which is when she sleeps, until I go to bed. That is my new boundary that I'm setting for myself from the work I've done this week on putting my phone away. Whatever I do on my phone from 8 to 11 p.m. truly doesn't serve me. It's not lifting me up. I'm not getting any valuable work done. It's not inspiring me. Actually, it's just stealing peace and distracting me and taking time away from dedicated present time with my husband and making it harder for me to wind down at the end of the day. So that for me is the biggest boundary that I'm going to be setting. But of course, it doesn't have to be the same for you. It could be for you that the morning time really is your most sacred time, that from the moment you open your eyes in the morning, the last thing you need is a screen in your face, right? So you can go straight from waking up in that natural, beautiful way that your body wants to wake up in on its own, to go straight into your self-care practices or a really present breakfast with your family. Perhaps those first hours of the day before you start your workday, maybe those are the most important to you. Maybe Both of these sections of time are really, really valuable to you, and you could do so well setting boundaries for yourself there. Now, of course, these are just suggestions. Your life, your day-to-day could look completely different. Perhaps you want to extend and go a little bit bigger and wider around how you use your phone in your day-to-day. Perhaps there are some apps that really could go that are not serving you, but you're just on them out of habit. Maybe it's time to delete them and move away from them completely. Perhaps there are certain applications on your phone you want to set certain boundaries around, like not being on your email at all in the weekend. At all, you know, or other ways. There are so many ways to go about this. You can set limits for your screen time on your phone where you just allow yourself X amount of time or hours or minutes on dedicated apps throughout the day. Just go into your settings on your phone and search for screen time, and you can actually set those boundaries on your phone. It's a really good way to help us support those boundaries that we want to set. Maybe you feel totally ready to have a week away from your devices. Maybe you want to change your life entirely to live a life that centers way less around this kind of technology and more around your real life day to day. It's gone so far for me that I am actually contemplating getting one of those old flip phones. I've thought about that for a really long time. I'm close to getting there. So people can still call me. I can still reach people I need to reach, but I don't have that ability to be on the internet, which is often what steals my peace in my day to day. Get as creative with this as you want to get. Maybe invite some friends or your spouse or your family so you can actually get really clear on the work you want to do here, because it is so important. If your devices are stealing your peace, it is not worth it. If it's taking you far away from the kind of life you want to live, it is not worth it. We need to get really assertive and hold ourselves accountable as we set some boundaries for how we use these devices so that our devices don't end up using us. Spend some time here, write all of this down, get really clear on the boundaries you want to set. And guess what? You're going to implement them starting today. I wish you all the best. Good luck putting this work into action. Keep the promises that you make to yourself. And let's check in and see how we're doing next week. As usual, Yoga Girl Daily will be back on Monday.